Welcome to today's Crop Call. I'm Rachel Schwatkin, and I will be your moderator. Today's commentary is provided by Louise Gardner of Spectrum Commodities. Thank you, Louise, for taking time out of your busy schedule to provide the commentary. I would like to remind you, opinions expressed in today's commentary are those of the commentator and not MGX. Nothing should be construed as a trading recommendation by MGX, its employees, or its members, and is the sole opinion of the commentator. After the commentary is complete, I'll ask for questions from members of the media. I'd also like to ask everyone on the call to please use the mute feature on your phone to not disrupt the commentary with background noise. With that, I'll turn it over to Louise.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel. Well, we had a lot of numbers out here this afternoon, and with wheat, we'll start out looking at spring wheat in particular. I know that's where most of you are interested, but USDA did raise spring wheat imports 10 million bushels. They increased food usage 10 million and they lowered exports 10 million. They expect that Canadian exports will provide plenty of competition for us in the broader world market. And the increase in imports are also expected to come from Canada, obviously. So a little bit on the bearish side for spring wheat, but wheat in general, they took wheat supplies up about 10 million. And again, that was because of the Canadian imports primarily. For durum, they took imports up 5 million bushels. They lowered imports for soft red wheat 5 million bushels. For hard red winter wheat, they took food use down 10 million and they took exports up 10 million. And that, of course, reflects the pretty good pace that we've seen in hard red winter wheat, primarily going to Brazil. So for wheat in general, they basically just adjusted the imports up about 10 million in the broader all wheat category, and they took ending stocks up 10 million at 561 million. Average price, they narrowed it 10 cents on both sides. They took the low end up to 650 and the high end down to 750. So still a pretty wide range there. For world numbers, they increased world production about 3.5 million tons. That's 708.9 million tons, which will be a record. They also increased ending stocks up 3.3 million tons. So that now changes the dynamic a little bit. Instead of a drop in ending stocks for world wheat, now it will be higher than last year at up a couple million tons over last year. So the countries that they adjusted, Canada production, they took up 2 million tons. That leaves them at 31.5 million tons. Exports, they took up 500,000 out of Canada to 22.5. European production, they raised 1.6 million at 142.9. They took European exports up 1 million as well to 23. Everybody else they left unchanged. Argentina unchanged at 12 million. Australia unchanged at 25.5 million. That is a bit of a surprise because both of those countries over the last 2 weeks have actually lowered their production estimates, but USDA opted to leave it unchanged for now. And they left exports unchanged for both of those countries as well. Chinese production, they left unchanged at 121. They left imports alone, looks like at 9.5. So China's still a big question mark, of course, but there are those who are suggesting Chinese imports could be as much as 10 to 12, but the USDA leaving them at 9.5. They left India production unchanged at 92.4. Russian production, they left unchanged at 54. This is a surprise because the last couple of months now, Russia themselves have estimated wheat production at around 50, anywhere from 48 to 50. So that USDA continues to be well over what USDA's production, what Russia's production estimates are. So that's kind of a surprise. Kazakhstan, they left unchanged at 17 million tons. Ukraine production, no surprise there. They did increase production up about 500,000 tons at 22. So, and that's, again, not a big surprise. We've seen bigger production coming out of Ukraine, pretty much of everything. They're looking at record grain production, mainly from corn, but wheat had a good season as well, as you can see. So for global wheat trade, they increased trade. They're looking for bigger imports from Egypt and Iran and Brazil, of course. We've watched the Brazil crop run into some trouble with frost over the last month or so. So, and with the expected drop in Argentine production, although that's not showing up on the crop report here, Brazil has been a major importer of U.S. wheat and almost all of it coming with hard red winter wheat. That's expected to be the case for another marketing year, as Brazil's production itself is down, and it looks like Argentina's production will be tight again this year with lower planted acres and also some production, early production problems out of Argentina. Real quickly, let's look at the other crops as well, because that's really what has been moving the market anyway. They didn't give a state-by-state breakdown for wheat in the crop production report. So I don't really have any changes there, excuse me, other than what the bigger numbers that they told us would be primarily the imports of spring wheat of 10 million bushels. With corn, they actually raised yield to 155.3. That's up 0.9 from last month. And the trade had been expecting a drop of about 2 bushels an acre. So that was a big surprise. So looking at corn production at 13.84, that is up 80 million over what their estimate was last month. And that, of course, will be a record. For soybeans, they're looking at production at 3.149 billion bushels. That's down about 120, excuse me, from last month's estimate. Still, that would be the fourth largest soy production on record. They did lower soybean yields to 41.2. That's down 1.4 and gets it very close to that benchmark 41 bushels an acre. For harvested acres, they left unchanged. The trade had been expecting USDA to shave those as well. They were expecting corn harvested acres to be down about 550,000. USDA left them unchanged. For soybeans, they were expecting harvested acres to be down about 152,000. And again, they were left unchanged. So for carryouts, old crop carryout for corn, they took down 58 million on increased feed usage and ethanol usage primarily. And that, of course, that carried over. So we do have lower carry-in for corn. But again, with production up about 80, that takes corn ending stocks up about 18 to 1.855 billion bushels. A very big number, and obviously huge, up 1.2 billion over where we were a year ago. For new crop carryout for soybeans, 150 million. So that they shaved that off 70 million bushels, which is a pretty big chunk to take off in 1 month. And that's actually lower than what the trade is looking for. They were expecting to see about a 165 million bushel number. So USDA getting pretty aggressive with soybeans here, taking yields down, taking ending stocks down fairly tight. We're still above last year by 25 million. But you haven't even really gotten into the heart of harvest yet for soybeans. And what we are hearing is that yields are a little bit less than what's expected. So the soybean market, I think, has the most potential here as far as the upside goes. With corn, they kind of quashed it with this report, at least for now. And real quickly, wheat ending stocks for this marketing year, I guess I already covered that, 561. That's up 10 from last month. And again, that's because of the higher imports of spring wheat. Market's action, soybeans immediately responded higher. They popped up about 20, well, they were down about a nickel coming into the report, so they jumped 25 cents or so. They were up 20. Corn took a pretty big hit. Wheat took a hit as well. Corn's down about 15. Wheat down 10 to 12. Right now, as you're probably watching this, beans are up 17. Corn is down 13. Wheat is down anywhere from 3 to 7. Spring wheat is performing the best out of this. And I think that's more of a quality issue than anything else. But so some surprises that they were that optimistic about corn, number one, as you haven't even gotten into Iowa yet or the heart of Illinois, where most of the damage is. When you look at the state-by-state breakdown for corn, they did take yields down 1 bushel an acre for Iowa. Illinois, they left unchanged at 165 an acre. Minnesota, they left unchanged at 166. For soybeans, they were a little more aggressive as far as state-by-state breakdowns. They took the yields down in Iowa at 3 bushels an acre to 43. They took Illinois down 1 at 46. Minnesota down 2 at 39. So those major producers, which have kind of been right in the bullseye of where the heat has been and the spreading drought, it looks like they are acknowledging some production issues with soybeans, but not so much for corn. So the market is responding, I guess, as the report has presented, a little bit on the negative side for wheat. The report basically is a push for wheat, just to slightly negative. For corn, pretty negative report and for being the fairly positive report. And the market seems to be reacting kind of logically following those numbers. So I'll open it up for questions.
All right. Thank you, Louise. Andrea, do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do. You just mentioned about how the market's acting logically now. How long do you expect the news that's been shared to have an effect on markets?
You know, let's start with soybeans because that, I think, is the most sensitive to anything, really. It doesn't have the buffer of supply that corn does coming into this year. I would think when you look at the charts and you had the big gap up a couple weeks ago and then we've just been chopping sideways since then, the market's had several opportunities to fill that gap and hasn't done it. And now today you're getting an outside day higher and it looks like you're getting a bit more momentum to the upside as we're speaking. I would say that soybeans are going to hold this level, and from a chartist perspective, that would suggest you're going to have a whole nother leg up, probably equal. This should become a measuring gap, which takes you, real quickly here, it takes you to about right at $15. So that would be my first target on the upside for soybeans. For corn, that's really up for debate. When you look at the yields that have been coming in from harvest so far, they've been monstrous. And understandably, USDA has got to account for that. They are acknowledging you probably see some issues, production issues, once you get into Iowa. But are you really going to be able to offset all of Iowa and Illinois and Minnesota's losses with the gains we've seen everywhere else? And the trade seems to think so. So I guess from a corn perspective, you're going to have to see the disaster actually get shown as it comes off the combine before that market really is going to be able to get off the mat here. With wheat, the report neutral to bearish. I think wheat has been carving out a long-term bottom here. Last couple months, we've just been slogging along at these lows. And a lot of that is because of the weakness in corn. The spreads have been so wide with wheat and corn, so it's tough to get wheat going. So, I tend to lean bullish toward wheat because of a quality issue with spring wheat in particular, but also the demand base that we've seen so well. I think wheat is going to be able to hold its lows and be able to push higher from here, but it is going to be kind of kept in check, I think, by a corn market that doesn't have a lot of reason to move higher.
Thank you.
Do you have a follow-up question?
No, thanks.
Okay. John, do you have a question? Okay, Dan, do you have a question?
Yes, hi, thanks. You noted that the trade was looking for some shaving of acreage, which didn't occur. Do you think that's just due to the lateness of planting and therefore harvest, and that those reductions will come in subsequent reports?
I think so. I would agree with that. And also, FSA is going to come out with another estimate on September 17th. And, USDA just does things methodically. And they're not typically prone to adjusting acres in this report. Once you get into October, that's when you'll really see those acreage adjustments come in, everybody is saying you don't have the acres there, but USDA just, they have to do things a certain way every year or else it's really hard to compare the data. So I would agree with you. I think that it's just a matter of time before we get it. Obviously, before we get a better look at the acres, but I do think there are big adjustments coming down the road.
Do you have a follow-up question, Dan?
Not at this time, thanks.
Okay. Are there any other members of the media that I may have missed that have a question? Okay. Well, thank you all for your questions, and thank you to Louise for providing today's commentary. Audio of this call will be available on our website later this morning. Additionally, MGX offers market commentary in both audio and text on the MGX website. Our next call will be Monday, September 30th, with the USDA Grain Stocks and Small Grain Summary. Have a nice day, everyone.